Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm glad you're here. We got a new friend with us this time, ladies and gentlemen, this half hour. Neil Harris is a new friend. He's the founder and the CEO of Harris Fragrances. And for close to three decades, Neil has been working in the fragrance industry, managing and assembling companies that that can help people accomplish their goals in whatever setting they may have with regard to fragrances, setting the mood, ambiance. You know, we could use a little more ambiance around here sometimes, and maybe even a fragrance or two. And but Neil is not only a fragrance expert. We're going to give him tell us about that industry. He's a small business owner just like you and me, but he's also somebody who's become an expert at a term you've heard me use over the years, co-opetition. So we're going to see what he has to say about that. Neil Harris, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim.
It's good to have you here.
It's great to be here. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. I met through the Los Angeles Times.
That's correct.
You were being interviewed by the gentleman. I apologize. Do you know? Remember the guy's name?
His name is Ron White.
Ronald W. White. Right. Thank you for reminding me about that. Great guy, great writer out there. And Ron contacted me about what I thought about co-opetition. Maybe he'd seen something I'd written or something like that. But he was doing something on your company, and that's how you and I got to know each other. And I encouraged Ron for us to get together, because I wanted you to tell your story to my audience, because I love interviewing entrepreneurs, real small business owners like you, like all the folks listening right now, to tell their story. Now, the fragrance business, you know, when you go to a cocktail party or show up at a soccer match, the chances of meeting somebody who's an expert in fragrances is not really that high, is it?
Well, it's an interesting business, and most people don't even know that it exists.
Exactly.
You think that the fragrance in a product just happens, and in fact, there's a lot of thought and foresight and testing and evaluation that goes into development of fragrance.
But before you get into that, how did you get involved in this?
Well, I got involved through a family connection many years ago. As a matter of fact, my brother-in-law's family was in that business, and that was the opportunity to get into the business, as a matter of fact, then. And that's how I discovered the business. I never knew it existed.
So
did you have any kind of
a particular aptitude, or did you have a nose for this business?
I have a big nose. I had to find an industry that fit the size of my nose.
See,
when I started the business, I didn't know the difference between a jasmine and a rose, honestly.
But did you find that you had a nose for these things, or did you just have an aptitude for the business?
No, actually, I had an interest and aptitude just in business in general, but the fragrance business was very appealing to me, and I did find that I had an aptitude and the ability to recall and remember and assist in the creation of new fragrances.
Right. So you're not just running the business, you're actually part of the creative process, aren't you?
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, this is an interesting part of the story, folks. Whereas I might be someone who could run the company, I wouldn't have been a good prospect for what you do, because I actually have a kind of an allergy to certain fragrances.
Okay.
In other words, my nose doesn't like certain fragrances. And so that's good for you that you didn't have that experience.
That's correct, and you bring up an interesting point with allergies to fragrances. That's probably one of the biggest challenges in the industry today.
Right,
is dealing with the public perception that fragrances are good or bad, and educating the public on the great lengths the industry goes through to ensure safety.
Mm-hmm.
Constantly upgrading those levels.
Well, like if a lady shows up and she's over perfumed, it really makes it difficult for me to breathe through my nose.
Okay.
And that
could be a lot of times it's psychological. You just don't like the way it smells.
Maybe you're right about it. Maybe I don't like her. Maybe that's the deal. But anyway, the point is that I like what you just said about the industry. This is something they're aware of, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And it's important when you talk about co-opetition that the industry works together to cooperate.
Right.
To educate everybody, including each other, on the positive effects.
So the industry competitors are working together to improve the PR of the industry.
Absolutely.
But also to improve standards for products, I would think.
Constantly raising and elevating the standards. We have to. The industry is pretty much self-regulated by organizations called IFRA and RIFRM, and they're constantly delisting materials that they think might not be safe.
Right.
And encouraging safe use by the suppliers and manufacturers of ingredients, only safe. And we will, as an industry, kick a material out because we're not confident of the safety. And that will generally happen many, many years before any regulatory body has identified that material.
Self-regulating, which is a great thing for an industry to do. But what would make something, and you, when you use the term unsafe, you don't mean physical harm, do you?
No, definitely not.
What would be your definition of unsafe?
It could be a material that if used on the skin and the skin is exposed to bright sunlight for long lengths of time, it could cause a particular allergic reaction.
Ah, okay.
Okay, so it's important that the fragrance house knows what product's going to be used for.
Mm-hmm.
If it's going to be applied to certain parts of the body, they need to know so they make sure they formulate it properly.
So are you like the commercial where the commercial says, we don't make the plastic, we make the plastic harder?
That's what we do.
So you don't make the product, you make the product smell the way it smells.
Right. We're the ingredient inside the bottle. On the label, there's a little word called fragrance, or it may list the oils. We're buried in there.
Uh-huh.
We are not the brand, we're behind the brand. We make the brand better. And we allow the brand to be the brand, and then we support it.
And so someone would contact you and say, okay, I'm making a new skin cream, I'm making a new shampoo, I'm making something else, maybe whatever it may be, a candle or something, or soap or something like that. What do I need? And you would recommend one kind of a product for a candle and another kind for soap because it's going to be touching the skin.
Exactly.
Interesting.
Exactly. And then there's subcategories within that. If it's for the skin, what kind of skin? Is it going to be left on the skin or rinsed off the skin?
Right.
And then often we'll bring new products and ideas and fragrances to customers that are already in the fragrance business.
Mm-hmm.
Or we may bring it to a company that's not in the business with an opportunity for them to develop new businesses.
Scott, hold on to that thought. Scott Harris is our guest, folks. The book, the company is called Harris Fragrances. Also, another thing we're going to talk about when we come back, Scent Events. How about that, ladies and gentlemen? 20 after. Right back with Scott. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes.
Van Morrison, ladies and gentlemen. Moon Dance. It doesn't get any better than that song. I love that. Van's one of my favorites anyway, but Moon Dance is, God, it's just so good. Welcome back, 23 After. I'm Jim Blassingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. We've got lots of stuff there. You got got 5 seconds, 1 minute, 3 minutes, 15 minutes. We got something you can read or listen to there. You can check out my blog. You can ask questions at my knowledge base of small business questions. Get answers right there instantaneously. You can subscribe to my free newsletter, lots of stuff. And you can follow me on Twitter at Jim Blassingame. So I hope you'll check that out. Neil, ladies and gentlemen, not Scott, Neil Harris is our guest. Neil, I don't know where that came from. Do people call you Scott other times? Am I the only person who's ever called me Scott?
I'm not sure why. When I started Scent Events, actually, my partner's name was Scott.
Scott
was the event, and I was the scent.
See, I was getting this subliminally through you. You were channeling Scott to me. I guess that's the story I'm sticking to. Anyway, Neil, ladies and gentlemen, N-E-I-L. No,
N-E-A-L.
See, you spell your name different. That's the problem right there. N-E-A-L. Neil Harris, ladies and gentlemen, the founder and the CEO of Harris Fragrances. And this is, you heard us talking about what he did before, what he does now with helping companies put fragrances into their products. So they'll tell you what the application of the product is and kind of what they want. They want it to be over the top. They want it to be very subtle, and you'll help them with that.
Exactly. That's what we do.
And so now you've got another company called Scent Events. Tell us about that.
And what Scent Events does is we provide scent, or we call it cinematography services.
Oh, wait a minute. Say that. You got to say that again. Folks,
cinematography.
This is going to be on the test, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Cinematography.
Cinematography.
Okay.
Did you coin that term, Neil?
I coined that term. It's actually a registered trademark that I own.
Good for you. See there, folks?
Okay.
That's very smart.
Something you learn in a small business. Scent Events was the idea, and we registered that trademark.
Cinematography.
And cinematography.
That's going to be in a spelling bee one of these days, I believe.
Okay. So what do we mean by cinematography or scenting an event? Well, using different systems, it could be mechanical or manual or automatic or computer-controlled. We also have a new system called Live FX, Live-FX. It allows us to bring a scent to a special event, a party. It could be anything.
Like a wedding
or a wedding.
Or a picnic.
We did the premiere for Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Right.
We made Hollywood Boulevard.
Or like if a wife, her husband's having a football party over, and she wants to overpower the scent of all the guys and their beer and their cigars and everything, she hires you to scent that place up, right?
Exactly.
So
we can make that football game smell like roses.
The guys will love that, right?
And then she realizes it just backfired. Now it's the Rose Bowl.
Exactly.
Okay. So she just helped it. She encouraged it instead
exactly.
of discouraged it.
Well, this is very interesting. So so Scent Events is something that's an offshoot of your Harris Fragrances. And people, small business owners do this all the time, don't they? I mean, they come up with an idea, they launch a business, they grow it, and then they branch off into something.
Well, yeah, and it's interesting. Scent Events takes my years of experience, and you said it earlier, decades, which I never heard it described that way, but I guess so. But I got competence and experience to understand how you could scent an event. And
right.
In the beginning, it was difficult getting people to break that barrier to entry to actually allow us to scent their party or their space, because scent is very powerful.
Oh, yeah.
If it's not done correctly.
What have you learned? It puts people in the mood, doesn't it, to do things?
It puts them in all kinds of moods. People ask me, I want the scent of money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's what we need.
What is that?
Really, the scent of money is the smell of the brand or whatever generates revenue.
Ah.
If you're selling coffee, your money smells like coffee. Okay, if you're selling fertilizer,
mm-hmm.
it smells like green grass.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a football game on New Year's Day, it may smell like the Rose Bowl.
Or hot dogs.
Or hot dogs or popcorn. So the scent of money is really the scent that generates mm-hmm. revenue for the particular brand.
What's the ding in their head, or the brand ding that goes off in their head, right?
Exactly.
And that's what you want to promote.
Scent,
so
scent incorporated into marketing, scent marketing, can take brands to places
right.
they've never been before, and you can reach a lot of people, and the ability to remember a scent
mm-hmm.
is incredible. The associations are so powerful.
So if I wanted to get somebody to come somewhere that they could associate with a scent, then I could even get you to put a scent in an invitation.
Absolutely, yes.
To send to them, make them, compel them to sign up.
It could be in an invitation.
Yeah.
We did an event a few years ago with the Simpsons movie. So the soundtrack CD
mm-hmm.
had a little box. There was one little donut in a donut-shaped CD holder, and we made that smell like a glazed donut.
Let me tell you something. You send me an invitation with smells like a donut, and before I eat the invitation, I'll sign up. I'll do whatever you want me to do. Hey, give us a website, Neil.
www.scentevents, scentevents.com.
Where do you go? You go anywhere across the country?
I'm sorry?
Where do you go? Will you travel?
Yeah, we send events all over the world.
Oh,
all over the world.
All right, so folks, you got people listening on the internet all over the world right now and across North America on the radio. So scentevents.com. Also, Harris Fragrances, does that have a website?
Yes, www.harrisfragrances.com.
But when you call, don't ask for Scott, ask for Neil, right?
Exactly.
It's Neil Harris, founder and CEO. Hey, Neil, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
We'll do it again. Keep us posted on how things are going.
I will do it, and I'm grateful for you having me on your show.
My pleasure. See you later. Neil Harris, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. We'll get him back and check on him in a little bit in the future. Quick break. Stay with me. Right back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.